This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us this morning, Darlene Check, who has just released a beautiful new album. It is called Here I Am, Send Me. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing really well. Now, this is a beautiful project and, of course, one that comes off the back of a challenging season you and your family had when you were diagnosed with cancer and thankfully now healed in remission. Love to hear that good report. For you going,
oh, me too.
Yeah. Going into this record, where was your headspace? Because it was the first one since that experience.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was alive like fire in my belly, to be honest. That was my headspace. It had been, you know, a long journey of, you know, going deeper in theology of healing, like what do I really know about this, revelations from God. And, you know, I just, after the Revealing Jesus album and then going through that journey, I'm like, there is no way cancer is having the last word here. I have to bring songs of praise. I have to do this. And it started when beautiful Martin Smith from the UK, you know, he's a great friend of ours. And so he literally hopped on a plane. I was really sick going through chemo. He came over to spend time with us and just with Mark. And, he said, we've got to write, Dales, we've got to write. What do you want to say? And, you know, I'm lying down on the couch just, and I just want to say that God is great. I need to declare his greatness and bring my experience up to what the Word of God says, you know. And so he really helped me find my song again in this season. And then from there, you know, it's like he helped me get my training wheels back on. And then off we went. And, you know, as a church, you know, it's just our local guys playing from our local church in the Central Coast. And I guess all of us, you know, God forged something in us in prayer over this whole season. And, I mean, we worshipped hard through this season. You know, often I couldn't do it, but others are amazing. They just led worship. And so, you know, it's a culmination of that whole process and then coming out the other side and just, God, you are so faithful.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to get to that point, you know, whether I live or die, actually, he is still faithful. He is still God. And, yeah, very emotional and very awesome.
Yeah. Now, Darlene, having just kind of walked through this last year with my father and you know, Dad called him home back to heaven and kind of traversing that with my family and knowing that, you know, an individual doesn't get cancer, but the family gets cancer.
The family, yeah.
What kind of encouragement would you have for a person and for a family who are kind of traversing that right now?
Yeah. Well, and I am so sorry about that with you. I really am. My heart is just goes out to you and your family.
Yeah.
You know what we needed to do in our house, we had to do it quickly, is that we became very vigilant about what we would allow in our home. Even who, you know, people who would bring their own fears to the home, we just had to get really like, no, we just need people who are going to be here and around my children that will speak life and who will not say silly Christianese around them. Mm-hmm. Who will be real and gutsy and protect all of us, you know. And I would say to people, you know, fill your home with songs of faith. Get people around you who are going to laugh and who are going to cry and who are going to be real and who are just going to be uncomplicated in your space. And I think that was really hard for us because I want everyone in our home. We've got an open door policy, you know, but at that time we had to be really vigilant around that space and for our children as well.
And there's an
I'm so glad.
And there's an expectation as a creative person, as a songwriter perhaps, that a lot of people who listen to your music, they may not have a nearness to you and your family personally, but they feel close to you by virtue of your creativity. Was there ever a moment where you thought, I don't want to share this story, I don't want to actually write about these things, I'm just going to sing about something else and not open that door so widely?
We definitely, there was a little bit of that at the beginning. It was just a bunker down, you know, to regroup, basically, you know. And but after that, like even going through chemo, you know, you have 3 weeks of chemo, and the first week you think you're going to die. The second week you start to feel a little bit better. And the third week you're actually feeling okay, ready to do it again, you know. So often on the Sunday night before I went back to have chemo on the Monday morning, I would lead worship. And even if I was sitting on a stool, and I sat on a stool also so I didn't bob my head around too much so my wig didn't fly off and hit anyone in the head, you know, but I felt like I needed to, almost as much as breathing, I needed to keep singing these songs of praise. And that was really helpful also for our church. It was like, we're not laying down and just taking this lying down. We're gonna, you know, the word says heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. You know? There was a little bit of that involved. It's like, no, come on, church. In the natural, I want to lay down. I want to hide away. I want to run away. But there's something in me that needs to give glory to God in this. And come on, let's do this together. And I think what was forged in our church during that season in prayer, and it's actually quite phenomenal. So, you know, now when we pray every service for people who've got cancer, and I mean, it sounds like an engine gets, you know, someone's firing an engine on a supercar, you know, and the church starts to pray and like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's got to change the heart of your church. I mean, to see you as their worship leader sitting on a stool like that, and of course, a lot of people may have first come to Hope Global as Hope Unlimited, rather, as you know, from your reputation in worship. Do they now come because your church has a reputation of gathering around people who are going through a hard time, who may be praying for healing?
I'm seeing it gather momentum, like just week in, week out, and you know. What I say to people is, you know, you can go to God yourself. You don't have to come here. If you need us to gather around you and bring our faith, then we will. And I know that I needed that. And then teaching people to dig their own wells, you know, it's like, come on, you get on your knees at home. Let's see this work out, you know, 24/7 in our own lives so that we can actually then go and help lead others in our own communities. So, you know, I'm praying by the grace of God that it is, you know, doing that in people. They see the importance of the body gathered together, but then also the power. You know, worship's not an event. It's not something we go to. You know, we carry His presence wherever we go. So just teaching people the strength of just being really active in your everyday life on a spiritual level.
Hey, Darlene, I know that during like a dark season like that, especially with my father, I had a playlist that I would just play everywhere and just feel like I could just be kind of anointed in worship and before Lord and reflect on those moments. I want to know, what was on your playlist? You know, what did you have going while you were walking through this season?
Oh my gosh. All right. So, you know, I actually found some beautiful hymns that my grandmother, like at, you know, in her late 80s, had an encounter with the Holy Spirit and felt like she had this healing ministry, or like authority to pray. So, you know, she started ringing me from Queensland and praying. And so I started tapping into kind of her playlist, you know, of How Great Thou Art and all these beautiful theologically rich songs. You know, and then there was one day when, you know, a girlfriend again just hops into bed with me because I was so sick, and she starts playing the You Make Me Brave album and played that song over and over because I felt anything but. And you know, music being used to help the human heart express the inexpressible, you know, through worship. It's like music being used for its highest purpose. You know, scientifically it's proven that it even has an impact at a cellular level. And, you know, so, you know, I had these champions in my world who were playing these songs, and I've got to say, some of that Bethel stuff, oh, man, it just is so good.
It gets you.
What on earth? I mean, I've played stuff from everywhere, from, you know, Hillsong, and from some of my favorites, like Rita Springer, and, you know, some of her songs really have helped lift me out of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, a million songs, I could say.
And tell us about Walk of Hope, because you've got that coming up. And I love that you're still so outward focused when obviously, you know, you do have a lot going on personally. But tell us about this.
Well, Walk of Hope is pretty awesome. It's our big fundraiser that we do at Hope Global every year. And you can walk anywhere, but we're gathering to walk at Long Jetty on the 25th of March from 2 p.m. It's in the afternoon. You can do 2Ks or 5Ks or 10Ks, or literally just stand at the start and finish and have coffee if you want to.
Love it.
You know, on the Hope Global page on the website, you can set up your own Everyday Hero page. Then you get people to sponsor you so that we can raise money. What we're doing, because we've been sending educators and, you know, leaders in, you know, church leaders and et cetera, into developing nations for 10 years now. So we're actually building a training facility in Kigali in Rwanda so that we can, you know, leave a bit more of a daily leadership impact into the country. And then, you know, always Kigali for us has been a bit of a prototype for the things that we do, you know, across the world. So, you know, I just encourage anyone, come up to Long Jetty, 25th of March, come walk with us. I'll be there. It's going to be awesome. Or just, you know, get your own little walk happening. Log online and get your Everyday Hero page up. And let's, you know, our goal is $100,000. And, you know, I'm praying by the grace of God we'll get there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, Darlene, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been delightful.
That's a nice word.
Well, it has been.